Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Wednesday will mark something new, a day off for students for the Lunar New Year. And first off, how did this come about that Lunar New Year became a school holiday across New York?
Well, this was something that came down from the governor's office. And we'd known about it for about a year. And we will now celebrate it as one of our holidays. All students and staff will have off in Niagara Falls. I think that one of the learnings, though, that we've had is for our instructors to really tell students why they're getting the day off. And across the district, our teachers have done different projects, different learnings, different understandings about the meaning of it. So it's not just another day off. It is got some real meaning to it, and that's what we've tried to emphasize here in Niagara Falls.
And what have been some of the special projects that teachers have been doing to help students mark Lunar New Year?
Well, everything from research into what it means to art projects that signify the different celebrations that are going on around the world, and to try to draw connections between who we are and why we have these holidays and what they signify for sometimes our classmates and sometimes for those across the state. So teachers, we've kind of given them the opportunity to have a free hand, a free rein in that this year. And I know that we'll continue to develop more concrete modules as we go along. But we always want to put context and meaning to days that we have off for kids.
To your knowledge, how many of the students in the Niagara Falls School District have observed Lunar New Year in the past and took the day off from school to honor that?
I'm going to say that this is a first. And I'm going to say that I am not familiar in Niagara Falls with any students that have requested this day off in the past or have taken it in terms of celebration. So I'm going to tell you that this is a first. And, you know, I have not done an official poll or questionnaire on that, but I believe that the governor has broke new ground with this celebration.
How groundbreaking is this celebration?
Well, it's different. It's really different, especially in a different, especially in a district like Niagara Falls, where we do honor and speak and recognize 19 different languages and different cultures. We have those countries that are represented in all of our schools. So it is, but to have a day off for this reason is groundbreaking in itself. This is not the norm for students, and I can't recall the last time a day off was added, I'm drawing a blank on that. I can't recall when we've gone this far in terms of celebration, in the state. And again, this may not be as germane in Niagara Falls or upstate New York as it is in some other parts of the state.